Chapter 9. He then called out in my ears with a loud voice, saying, "Summon those who will bring punishment on the city, each one with his weapon for destruction in his hand." I saw six men coming from the direction of the upper gate that faces north, each with his weapon for smashing in his hand, and there was one man among them clothed in linen, with a secretary's inkhorn at his waist. And they came in and stood beside the copper altar. Then the glory of the God of Israel rose from where it had rested above the cherubs and moved to the threshold of the doorway of the house. And he began calling out to the man who was clothed in linen, at whose waist was the secretary's inkhorn. Jehovah said to him, "Go through the city, through Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who are sighing and groaning over all the detestable things that are being done in the city." And to the others, he said in my hearing, "Go through the city after him and strike. Do not let your eye feel sorry, and do not feel any compassion. Old man, young man, virgin, little child, and women, you should kill off completely. But do not go near to any man on whom there is the mark. You should start from my sanctuary." So they started with the elders who were in front of the house. Then he said to them, "Defile the house, and fill the courtyards with the slain. Go." So they went out and struck down people in the city. While they were striking them down, I alone was left. And I fell face down and cried out, "Alas, O sovereign Lord Jehovah! Are you going to destroy all the remaining ones of Israel while you pour out your rage on Jerusalem?" So he said to me, "The error of the house of Israel and Judah is very, very great. The land is filled with bloodshed, and the city is full of corruption. For they say, 'Jehovah has left the land, and Jehovah is not seeing.' But as for me, my eye will not feel sorry, nor will I show compassion. The consequences of their way I will bring down on their own head." Then I saw the man clothed in linen, with the inkhorn at his waist, bringing back word, saying, "I have done just as you have commanded me.